When United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan first stepped into his post, he proposed sweeping changes in the world body's governmental structure. Although a number of improvements have been implemented, Annan recently issued his second blueprint to make the United Nations a more effective and efficient organization.
But parts of the United Nations continue to resist change, including the powerful Security Council. Adolfo Aguilar-Zinsser is Mexico's permanent UN representative. Mexico is one of the 15 non-permanent members currently serving on the Security Council, and Aguilar-Zinsser is taking advantage of the opportunity to push for reform.
This is a very substantial part of what we want to see happening in the Security Council. We want transformation of the methods of work of the Security Council. We want transparency. We want a larger responsibility. We want the Security Council to follow up, to evaluate its decisions, and to be able to engage to other members of the United Nations, and particularly other agencies of the United Nations, in the pursuit of peace, in the prevention of conflict, in the establishment of conditions to sustainable peace after a conflict has outbreak, and in the capacity to anticipate events and respond to them responsibly.
The Security Council is charged, as you mentioned, with promoting peace through peacekeeping missions. But how do you choose which missions to be involved with?
The question of how issues get to the Security Council is rather capricious, because it depends on the agreements of the members. It depends on requests or vetoes, factual vetoes. If a member of the Security Council does not want an issue to be discussed, since most of the decisions regarding the agenda are taken by consensus, then a member can effectively block an issue to come. Or other countries of the UN, with the support of some council members, as it is the case in India and Pakistan conflict, could prevent the council from including it in its agenda. So there is an unresolved question on what is the criteria and the responsibility of the Security Council itself vis-a-vis the positions, the national positions of the countries. And what we have been advocated is that the Security Council has to take decisions beyond the national decisions of individual countries. It has to take it as a body with its own logic, with its own criteria, with its own life motive. And that countries that serve in the Security Council should compromise and should not impose unilaterally their own national agendas on the Council, and that decisions have to be reached looking at the interests of the collective interest of members and not at the individual interest of a particular country.
And that goes to the heart of the debate of Security Council reform.
It goes to the heart of the debate, because if a country decides that the Security Council should not move on an issue or should move in a particular direction because that's the national policy of that country, and that country does not yield to the considerations and arguments of others, then the Security Council will be paralyzed or will be making mistakes, will be doing something that we should not be doing. So this is a tension there. And we think that as the world goes to a more multilateral process of making decisions that affect international peace, that countries that have strong interest on foreign policy issues, such as the United States or the other four permanent members, should be more receptive, even if they have to make compromises, more receptive to the collective interest of the UN expressed in the views of the 15 members of the Security Council.
And how do you break through the mold that has been there for the past several decades, actually since the beginning of the United Nations?
You don't break the mold from day to night. I think we have to be consistent. I think that it has to be a vision. It has to be a clear message. And then you collect gradually the strength by bringing other countries into demand those changes to take place in the behavior of the Security Council. So I think that the international problems of war and peace, which are ultimately the responsibility, according with the Charter of the UN of the Security Council, have to be approached in a much more multilateral way than has been the case so far.
Adolfo Aguilar-Zinsser is Mexico's permanent representative to the United Nations. Earlier this year, he completed a term in the Security Council's rotating presidency.